Dave Moore on Today FM.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favourite comfort fragrance.
Right, Maria Devereaux, the screens that you've been looking at, the floor is yours, the microphone is yours. What is it?
Married at First Sight UK returns today.
A happy day for Maria. Yesterday was like Maths Eve for Maria.
Yeah.
So, Married at First Sight UK. Okay, UK. So we're not Australia.
So we've seen, no, Australia was earlier in the year. Yeah. So that's all done and dusted and we're finished with that.
Okay.
These episodes go on for like, usually it's around 65 minutes,
this
69
minutes.
This
is what I can never get my head around. It's like, reality TV shows are, you know, short, punchy, get to the drama, do the thing. Like, no, this is dragged. The drama is played out over days and...
Yeah.
Like, it's because way more commitment.
They have so many... It's an experiment, they call it, right? Mm-hmm. They have so many brides and grooms to couple up. And for you to get the full effect of everyone's story, they do have to be that bit longer. And the series goes on longer than your typical, you know, like Selling
I'm sure
Sunset.
It's an advertiser's dream because you're constantly another episode for Maria to watch.
So it's on at 9 o'clock tonight on E4. Or else it's up on all four. That's where I watch it because I let them build up.
Oh,
and you
could
just
that.
Get them on all four.
Okay,
yeah.
So you won't watch tonight's one then?
I probably won't watch tonight, no.
Okay.
I'll leave it a little bit and then... Because once it's up and running, it takes me ages to catch up.
Okay.
And then there's more built up.
Do you never get spoilers about this kind of stuff?
You do.
You do.
On social media, you do.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the way it's shot, you only see like two couples at a time at the very beginning. So you don't know the names of the others and you don't know the faces.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It may not actually...
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't register in such a way.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If it was like all of the people in Big Brother and you meet them all on night one, you'd know everybody then.
Exactly.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it's just, it's a funny one because I always want to look them up on Instagram when I'm watching it.
Oh, yeah.
To see what their Instagram is like, but you can't because... If I'm watching it behind everybody and things have been revealed...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Then it's a big spoiler and that's happened to me already.
And
that
so
happened to me in the last one.
So they would... Yeah, because they could put a post-maths post up.
Yeah.
That would mean you'd know what the outcome...
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha,
like in the Australian one, there was a groom and a bride that weren't originally put together, had both separately left their couples...
Yeah.
But got together on the outside.
Okay. And you, yeah,
and
that
I
would have completely
upon that
ruined that
because
yeah,
I was snooping on
so
Instagram.
Any exciting snoops then pre-show? Do you know anything about the brides and grooms?
So I know there's a couple of things, right? We look at the brides first. So there's one bride called Emma. So you know the way you get a little paragraph about each one,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
So that's what I've gone through to find out the interesting ones.
Okay.
So Emma has been single for a while and before she joined this experiment, she set up a blog blog about her search for love.
Okay.
And she called it Man of the Month. And she used to date a different guy every month.
Right.
And she'd refer to him as Mr. January.
Of course.
And Mr. February, Miss whatever.
Yeah.
But none of them turned into the one, so she's hoping this will change it. There's another one called Sasha. She, a deal breaker for her is if her new groom doesn't like cats.
Oh.
She said she's always been told to never trust a man that doesn't like cats. Now, I think there are a lot of men out there that don't like cats.
I mean, I don't think you like cats.
I'm allergic to cats.
There you go. So that's a reason why you could you could be allergic to cat dander and you meet her and she goes, no, you're not the one for me.
Yeah, sneezing all over I would be.
In fairness, though, if somebody loves cats that much, it probably is good to start with that. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Because then at least, you know, that's that conversation out of the way and you realise, well, there's no point in me falling in love with you if you're...
If you're allergic to cats.
Exactly, yeah.
There's another one who she gave birth at 16, right? She's 29 now, gave birth at 16. But she didn't know she was pregnant until she was 37 weeks.
I've heard that, particularly with young people. Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
She has no idea.
Yeah. And then there's another girl who was a miracle IVF baby. Isn't that lovely?
No way, that is lovely.
And she's a twin sister.
Excellent.
Which you often find with IVF, don't you?
Yeah.
And then on to the groom. The grooms are not as interesting, I didn't find.
Right, okay.
There's one that's never been in love before. There's a gardener who struggles with his confidence and he's using this as a way to try and,
work
his confidence
young
and stuff.
Man. Yeah.
There is a guy who trained as a clown. He studied mechanics and then he ran off to join the circus. Actually,
amazing.
Many people say that as a
that's an interesting backstory. Yeah, yeah. Said goodbye to the circus. Nelly the elephant went in and went out. Yeah.
Well, then he did say goodbye to the circus. He went back to being a mechanic.
There you go.
There is a former professional cricket player.
Okay.
His name is Orson. And then there's a professional football player who has played for Everton Deaf Football Club and Deaf England squad.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, so there'll be a deaf person in it as well. Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. So what time is that on again?
9 o'clock tonight on E4.
E4.
And
right.
It's on for the rest of your lives.
Dave Moore on Today FM.